This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show on this 24th day of August 2011. I'm Terry Toad. Alongside is everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, you're not sporting the sunglasses today, buddy.
No, I'm trying to wean myself away a little.
Okay. I still think the Hollywood look.
Oh, yeah.
On you, buddy.
Yeah.
So if you want to wear those sunglasses, it's okay with
Well, me. I got tired of people stopping me on the street and wanting my autograph. And I had to explain to them as soon as I learned how to write, I'd give it to them, you know. So it's okay. It just got to be long drawn out, so I just took them off.
Okay. Well, our program today brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Joining us in studio, Mickey Robinson from the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce. And we have guests from Madison Communications, Kim Harbor and Linda Prandy. And I guess you guys made a presentation to the Bunnell Rotary Club yesterday, which was very interesting. So we're going to share some of that information today.
Looking forward to it.
With our guests. And Mickey, how are you today, sir? Preparing for your big fall festival here in about a month or so?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the tour to Cole bike, right?
Well, that's one we're working on hard right now.
Yeah. Registration.
It's up there.
Okay.
But it's not coming as fast. It's always slow.
Yeah.
Once Labor Day is over, they start waiting for that weather to cool off a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're expecting between 400 and 500.
Just a mere 400 to 500.
Just a mere.
Okay.
And we're gonna get going there in the fall festival. We have a couple of things we're just about ready to announce that will be additional to the fall festival this year.
Oh, really?
Right. I can't quite say it because the contract's not signed
okay.
yet.
Okay.
And I also want to say congratulations to Uncle Ralphie. I missed the sunglasses. He was awful quiet. He didn't pick on me last month, if you remember. It was perfect. We were perfect. Both of us were perfect.
And now the glasses are off, Mickey,
right,
so watch out.
Yeah.
There'll be a few zingers today probably before the day is over.
After I left here a month ago, I went home and took 2 Alka-Seltzer and sat down to, you know, kind of get myself back in shape from not harassing Mick. But today may be different.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we need to take a break. Hear from our sponsor. We'll be back to chat in just a moment.
At Plummer Funeral Home, our reputation stands as a testimony to the quality and fair-minded services we provide. One of the most important services we offer is the opportunity to make final arrangements in advance. There are many important decisions to be made, and no one knows better than you what you really want. Come talk with us and make your wishes known. You'll be surprised just how much better you'll feel. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back on the Wednesday Morning Talk Show here on this 24th day of August. And as I mentioned, we have our friends from Madison Communications, Linda Prandy, Kim Harbor, and had a presentation yesterday to the Bunnell Rotary Club. And first off, you two are in a business that is as ever-changing as anything. As far as telecommunications is concerned.
Well, we like to think of it today, Terry, really, as information.
Yeah.
Telecommunications is...
That's kind of an old term, isn't it?
It's a term, and it's still a very valid term.
Yeah.
You know, it still gives our customers the opportunity to be able to share information with each other, but it's really starting to transcend that into all aspects, be that entertainment, e-commerce. Everything is out there right now, and we want rural America to succeed.
You know, 30 years ago, we began hearing a little bit about how technology is going to change the way information is delivered to rural America. And I really never dreamed that it was ever going to come to fruition, but it has.
Absolutely.
And it has taken a long time. Obviously, being in rural America, a lot of times this is the last place that tends to get some of the higher technology, but it's here.
Well, that is the beauty behind Madison, because we have really spent some time pre-positioning rural America, specifically right here in central Illinois, to be able to say, yes, Madison, we want to serve locally, mm-hmm. but we want our customers, business, consumers, to be able to compete globally. And that's what this information is all about. And, you know, we all know the economic times we're in and the stress that's there. So we have to provide ourselves as a partnership opportunity for both those work at home or those at home locations. It's very critical to the support for both healthcare, education, and the commitment that we want to play in that in those communities.
And I think the unique aspect of Madison is that we are wholly dedicated both to the residential customer as well as the business customer to also partner in the education and exploration of how our services can benefit them individually. We offer internet workshops. We go into the communities. We're doing projects with the school districts to be able to embrace the different ways in which we can bring this technology, make it useful and valuable to them. And so we're really, really excited about some of the programs that
going to that school thing a little bit more. What exactly, can you give us some ideas of what you talk about with these with the kids in school?
Several years back, we actually took the forefront here in the state of Illinois, both with our partner there in Staunton, the Hospital Community Memorial, and the Staunton School District, and deployed some of the first fiber optic terminations right to those locations with the ability to actually deliver the competitive services they needed to really benefit our youth and to benefit the entire economic status there in rural America with regards to delivery of health care.
Absolutely. And some of our newest programs, last year we launched a program called Bundles for Schools, and that is driven by an aspect of knowing that the school districts need to embrace new technology, but we want to also partner with them in a funding mechanism. And so what we did is we offered a program where the Mount Olive School District, for example, we've gone in and said, you know, for every new three-product bundle that a customer signs up for, we're going to give $75 back to the school district. For every renewal contract, we're going to give $25 back to the school district. Again, purely a fundraising effort. This year, we're going to be approaching the school districts with a youth advisory committee project where we're going to be partnering with a team of teenagers that will be helping them to learn about actually developing videos and with some really relevant messages that affect our youth today. So
I was talking to a couple of educators, and they were just kind of daydreaming a little bit and talking to me, and I obviously daydream a lot. but we were just talking about, is there going to be a day where books disappear and it's going to be laptop computers for everyone? Perhaps that day is closer than we think.
Interestingly enough, there's actually some effort going on right now that are deploying what we're used to calling now the iPad or the Kindle, those type of devices in not to necessarily replace the value of books and reading and the core values behind that in the education system, but obviously it's a cost efficiency also to be able to have that technology deliver that without replicating cost continuously year after year.
And that's what the point that this educator made, is that it would be a lot less expensive not only to the school district but to the parents and to the children involved to have this sort of thing come along.
Being a new passionate grandfather, I had to slip that one in there, Terry.
Yeah, that's all right. Grandfathers are allowed to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I look at it now and I have a new appreciation that, you know, in the education system, it is about cost and we have to be efficient on that. But more importantly, I think we have to understand how our children learn, not necessarily what they learn. And our children have passed us up in the ability to adapt to the technological streams that are available out there today with regards to the exchange of information much quicker than we are. So with that, we have to listen to Linda's point in the development of a youth advisory council, because they're actually going to be teaching us a lot of the attributes that we need to understand on how they learn and how we can inspire that thought process going forward.
And I would think Linda mentioned a key word a while ago when she said getting the getting the information to the residents. especially in, and I live in a rural area, more information, more availability of information to people who live in the country and stuff, so that they're right in the mainstream with everybody else, you know. And this is very important. If it's going to be successful, everyone has to have the information to their availability.
Actually, Ralph, Terry and I were talking about that, and here in Illinois, we probably need to continue to understand that we are an agricultural-based economy.
Yes.
We're feeding the world.
Yes.
And the critical nature of being able to compete in that global society is to have the information that you're talking about and be able to deploy these products and services so that our ag-based society here in Illinois has the ability to compete by having access to that information.
And even though the percentage of people who actually are involved in agriculture keeps, I'm talking about growers, farmers, keeps going down, I don't care if it's 1%, 2%, whatever it is, that person is still responsible for feeding the world. And when you look at projected numbers of population in the world in the next 10 years, it's kind of scary. Where's all the food going to come from?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we are going to be playing a critical role in that. Terry and I were sharing that thought earlier.
And it's not only whether or not there's enough food, and a lot of times there is enough food. It's just getting the food distributed and getting the information to where it needs to go. I mean, I think political upheaval and corruption around the world prevents food from being distributed more than anything.
And watching the proliferation of technology, to Ralph's point, even the number of agricultural businesses today using that technology as an example to determine via that exchange information how much fertilizer needs to be on the soil.
Sure. And you may have a field, a 40-acre field, and the amount of fertilizer, quote-unquote, in this corner may not be the same over in this corner.
Absolutely.
You may have to need more or less here than you. And because of the cost of this product, that's very important. If you don't need it, don't use it. I mean, you know, if that's one teaspoon of sugar in your coffee suffices, why do you put in three?
You're absolutely right on track. And so when you combine all that social infrastructure, you end up with knowing that we have to serve the youth to grow in that and sustain what we also have in place. And, you know, when you get down to it and you look at the economic conditions we have right now, you have to understand that this technology is what's going to deliver a lot of that access.
And one thing we have to work on, and I guess I'd say we, but the government has to work on, like India and these countries where people are starving to death every day, the food, quote-unquote, is available, but it never gets to that family. You know, it just never gets to the family that's starving to death. And why is this? You know, there's got to be better communications here.
We didn't even practice this, Terry.
Now,
but Ralph is just the greatest setup person
he
here.
Is.
You know, right now in Washington, we have some very critical decisions. I was sharing with the Rotary that are going on right now with a program that is administered by the USDA, and it's called Universal Service. And right now, the FCC is working to put out what is called an NPRM. It's a Notice of Public Rulemaking. What that's doing is actually asking rural America to come in and assist them in understanding how rural America is going to compete. And one of the very items on the top of the agenda is broadband and data access in order for e-commerce and the support mechanism for health care, for education, and the ability to deliver that. Now, I caution with a smile on my face that we need to have a voice in that process, because right now, unfortunately, as we continue to deal with this, there was almost a digital divide that was taking place where we were saying urban America should get 100 megabit connection for their data speed. And, oh, by the way, rural America, you should have a 4 megabit connection by year X. using that as an example, I really think it should be in reverse. If anybody needs connectivity in order to compete, it is actually rural America. So visit the Madison website, which is gomadison.com, and what you'll find is a link there to save rural broadband, because it's a very critical thing that we're in right now.
And a big case in point is with the farmer, which I've been all my life. Once I deliver my bushel of grain, whatever it is, wheat, beans, corn, to the elevator, I'm done with it. I don't know what happens to it after that. And you know, we have a thing here on Saturday morning. I talk about sports and big athletes and stuff, and I say, boys, the word is M-O-N-E-Y. In this case, it's F-O-O-D.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the core value that I certainly enjoy of sharing with Terry and Mickey. The opportunity, you know, Madison is a family-owned company, and it's been operated that way since 1940. You know, and since that time, the family has taken tremendous effort to reinvest in the communities, to put them in the forefront of delivery of this technology. And I can tell you that there is not an urban area out there that has better quality of service. I walk into that building every day and I see something that reminds me, and it's not something I put there, it's something our employees put there. Customer service is not a department, it's an attitude. Mm-hmm. It's the ability. So when you contact Madison, you're not talking to a call center somewhere else in the United States, let alone somewhere else in the world. When you talk to Madison, you're talking to someone in Staunton, Illinois, at our headquarters location. Our technicians are dedicated. We don't go out there and necessarily sell. Obviously, revenue is very important to being a successful business. But what we're actually doing is providing a level of service, and a quantifiable level of service. That technology needs to be adapted to what our customer needs are, and whether that's education, healthcare, agriculture. And we proudly serve the rural areas, Staunton, Livingston, Hamel, Warden, Prairie Town. That's kind of the core operation that started
that's
in 1940. But now we've expanded that footprint into the Bunker Hills and the Bunnells, the Mont Olives, the Sawyervilles. I could go down the list, but I encourage folks in the Central Illinois region who are looking for that opportunity to have a company that is committed, that is truly committed to delivering the value-added aspect. Everything is built on cost and measured by quality, and that creates value.
And being a family-run operation, and I can speak from experience here at the Tally Broadcasting Stations, when it's family-run, you generally have a great core set of values to guide you. And again, customer service is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Taking care of the people who pay the bills.
And it has to be more than a vendor relationship. I consider a vendor relationship somebody who sends me a bill, I send them a check, and I never see them. At Madison, it's a partnership. Yeah. We want to work with our consumers and with our businesses, because it's going to be what dictates the future. I know it's economic stress right now, but I've always considered the most challenging times to be the greatest times of opportunity, and Madison wants to be there to help create that opportunity.
And just a quick comment here. Next week, right up the road here at Decatur, Illinois, is a show called Farm Progress. And if you want to get an education on what agriculture is doing and what they're capable of doing, you should spend a day at that. You would not believe some of the technology that is out there and is available to agriculture now.
Ralph, I can remember riding a tractor as a youngster and walking beans and detasseling corn. And
walking beans, oh my gosh.
Now technology has brought us a long way from that, Ralph, as you know. But today, I used to enjoy sitting on a tractor and having the wind in my face. Today, I've seen some tractors where you're actually watching TV or viewing your GPS, and it's self-directed. And that, you know, we may look at that and say, well, you know, is that really good? Well, yes, it is good, because we have to produce more food to feed the world.
We can sit in that tractor cab and tell you how many seeds per foot we're putting in the ground, and the technology is just unbelievable.
The Farm Progress Show, to your point, is excellent. Do they still switch that between Illinois and Iowa?
Yes, in Decatur this year, and it'll be back in Boone, Iowa next year.
And they have permanent sites now.
These sites are permanent. The buildings and stuff stay there. Yeah.
I've actually attended some, but it's been several years. You know, I may just take that trip to Decatur.
It's
before we run out of time, Linda, Madison has a lot of great specials coming up. I know I just recorded some commercials for football season. Why don't you talk about some of the specials Madison has?
Okay. Well, currently, of course, we're in that season where we call it back to school. And so right now, because we know, as we've all been talking about, that broadband high-speed internet services are of paramount value to our students, and so we're making it really affordable right now to upgrade your speed or add high speed if you haven't done so already. So now through the end of September, we're offering high-speed internet access. We're waiving the activation fee, we're waiving the install fee, and we're giving your first month free. So even if you're an existing customer and you'd like to upgrade to our 10 meg service, which is our premier service, we're giving you the opportunity to do that at really no additional charge. You're going to get to test that the first month at no cost, and just to pay the same level service you're paying now. Also, we want our customers to know that there is a PC protection service out there. We've just added what's called Total Tech. So customers that have PCs in their homes, networking, even devices like routers, they can stay in the convenience of their home and they can call a number and remotely have a technician work with them to troubleshoot and diagnose problems. So we're really focusing on broadband aspects.
That also adds to the privacy aspect of information. And that is as big an issue as anything, I think, in this day and age.
Absolutely, because, you know, people are keenly aware that, you know, data is very sensitive. Their photos are sensitive, that we have online backup where that's going to help a customer never be concerned that they're ever going to lose the data and the photos and the valuable videos that they've put on their computer equipment. So absolutely, we're sensitive to that, and we're, you know, always ready to help a customer understand those technologies.
Kim, you were writing down something real quick there.
Oh, absolutely, because keep in mind that information is exchanged in different ways, and we still have folks out there and customers that have telephone service. So if you don't have access to the internet and you want access, contact us. But until then, by the way, we do have a telephone number you can call. That is 1-800-422-4848. And don't hesitate. Because I look at it this way, and I'll tell you this. As we've looked at the transition, I classify it as two things. I call it POTS and PANS. Mm-hmm. POTS being plain old telephone service, and PANS being pretty amazing new stuff. So we're really going to have the opportunity to serve our customers in whatever mechanism they choose, and we want to give them the opportunity to make that choice. So please give us a call. Visit our website. Linda has all the good details, but we have an awful lot of good employees out there that are looking to help the customers.
And you talk to real people.
Absolutely.
Real people. Which is very important. Mickey, before we have to wrap things up here, a final word from you, sir?
Final word is... ColeCountryChamber.com, ColeCountryChamber.com for any information on the Fall Festival and the Tour de Cole bike ride. You can download an application and be watching Saturday, September 24th. Put that on your calendar.
We'll be broadcasting beginning at 8:30 in the morning from the Fall Festival.
Joe Powell will be there at 7 starting to whistle.
Well, I'll be doing sports at 7:30, and then I'll get there.
8 hours straight of live entertainment.
Yeah.
Just to start.
And it's free to get in?
It's free admission, free parking, and that entertainment. You come, bring your lawn chairs, and sit.
All right. Mickey Robinson from the Cole Country Chamber, thank you. And our guests from Madison Communication, Linda Prandy, Kim Harbor. Kim's the vice president, or senior vice president, and of course Linda's in the marketing department, and we get to work together every once in a while.
And I hope we have this opportunity. Thank you, Terry.
You know, we could sit here and talk about 4 or 5 hours about this kind of stuff, because this is ever-changing, and it is some of the neatest technology known to mankind, and it's right here. Offered by Madison Communications.
And it was great to meet Ralph. I just want to see him with his sunglasses on here soon.
Uncle Ralphie, one of a kind.
You know, and a quick comment. It's amazing when we talk about communication, when you realize 200 years ago plus, when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, people on the West Coast didn't know it for 5 days. Man, that's amazing.
Absolutely. We're out of time. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles on his way with that opening market report coming up next on WSMI AM 1540. Our program today has been brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. It's time for Earl.